T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe's here. I'm here. We know that the Speaker of the House will be here.
Yep, he's already here waiting in the lobby for his appearance next hour. But we bring in first the woman who gave away a potential multi-million dollar career as a world famous volleyball star to bring information to the people of Connecticut. It's Christine Stewart from CTNewsJunkie.com.
We love you for this.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I can't believe you have the speaker in your lobby, and I'm up.
Well, because we had bad information. Yeah, you're always invited in. You have a husband and a kid you have to take care of, though.
So bring them along.
In that order, let me add. you have a smorgasbord of items, so we'll make it ladies' choice. So what do you want to talk about first?
Here we go.
We are getting to the point in the session where they need to have the public hearings or the bills are not going to proceed forward. And so we're getting to a bunch of committee deadlines, too. Anything can happen at this point.
Hey, Christine, there is apparently a drop-dead date if you have something that you want to put into the hopper to be discussed, facing a committee, all that stuff. It's coming close, isn't it?
Well, I mean, we've gotten past those dates.
Oh, we're so done that. Okay.
If there's a piece of legislation out there that hasn't been raised for a public hearing or hasn't been raised as a committee bill, then it's dead already.
Okay.
And so the bills that are moving through the process, on Friday, we're going to have a big hearing on all the sales tax exemptions.
Ooh, how many hours will that take? That'll go off.
I don't know.
That'll go forever. One of the stories that's at the top of your website today is the Jack Cramer story about tuition for state universities going to increase 5% next year. I think this probably comes as a surprise to some people, doesn't it?
Well, and that is on top of the 4% last year. And, I know that at state colleges, and they haven't announced the community college rate increase yet, but they're trying their best to keep costs low. But at the same time, the money from the state hasn't come through. So if they're not getting the state funding, then the kids are going to have to pay for it.
Hey, and going back to Jack's story, what would tuition be with this 5% increase? Do you know on average?
I don't know on average, so
it's pretty reasonable
for an in-state commuter resident. It's going to increase on average for about like $491 or something like that, and for a residential student, probably around $860.
Okay,
Matt Ritter, the House Majority Leader, Democratic Leader of the House, in the news, he yesterday vowed that the General Assembly will vote on whether to eliminate religious exemptions for vaccines for school children. Can you just talk about how that's come out into the forefront with Matt?
Yeah, this is a little bit of a prickly issue, and it's a little bit interesting that he would announce that something is going to come up for a vote this late in the session, because there is no actual bill that would eliminate religious exemptions for vaccines for students. So there is a little bit of concern that there hasn't been enough public debate about this issue. The issue is, right now in Connecticut, you can fill out a form, if you have a religious exemption to vaccines, and you can go to public school.
Is this something? Go ahead, Christine. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I was just saying that, he would like to see the religious exemption eliminated. And so not that you can't get a vaccine, if you don't want to get a vaccine, you don't have to get a vaccine for your child, but that you just can't send them to public school.
Oh, well, okay, and this is a question that is this, could this end up going to court? I mean, First Amendment, that kind of thing. And the other thing is there any evidence in the testimony? Is there any estimate as to, okay, if a kid's not vaccinated, but all the other kids in the class are, does that pose a danger to those kids?
Well, see, the issue is right now, there's no information. Well, the Department of Public Health can't share information about how many children at each school are not vaccinated. They won't even share information about how many children in each town are not vaccinated, saying that it would specifically pinpoint somebody. So there's no information about whether there are clusters of unvaccinated students.
Christine,
which is the concern. It was the concern in the Pacific Northwest regarding this issue in measles.
Christine Stewart with us from CT News Junkie talking about the busy times up at the state capitol. Obviously, the thing that gets everybody's attention is anytime the word tolls is raised. We saw a poll done by Sacred Heart University where people don't want tolls, but they can put up with them if they know the money's going to go to bridges and infrastructure and the like. Where are we on the toll process?
The toll process, the bills are still working their way through the committee process. So I think next Tuesday might be the one of the deadlines that they have to So March 20th, yes, Wednesday, March 20th is when they are going to be voting on the toll proposals out of the Transportation Committee.
Hey, Christine.
And after that, they also have to go through the Finance Committee, too. So it's going to be a process.
Christine, because this is the long session, all right, is that why, and you have all these people that are new, okay, to the legislature, so they're getting a crack at putting in their pet bills. Does that really overload the system compared to a shorter session, which will be next year?
It does, but they've kind of weeded some of that out already. So some of the bills that were proposed by individual lawmakers are already, the concepts are already dead, or they've been combined with other pieces of legislation. So we're going to move along here pretty quickly.
Has this been a contentious session thus far? It doesn't seem like it.
I wouldn't say it was. It's been a contentious session. I think that there's been a lot of public debate about a lot of big issues.
Yeah.
And I don't know where, you know, the state is going on some of those issues. Obviously, you know, polling always says one thing, but Connecticut lawmakers do things sometimes that are unpopular.
Well, as we found in 2016 in the national election, polling doesn't mean squat. It's as effective as 5-day forecast and mock drafts.
Hey now. Don't pick on our guys. Hey, but the other thing is, Christine, is the elephant in the room, really, and tolls, everything goes to this, and that's, of course, the budget, right?
Right. And that is, of course, the budget, and we need to find out, you know, what our revenues are for the state of Connecticut on April 15th, our tax filing deadline. So not until after that will we really get going on the budget.
Okay. And when did you say that big hearing is?
On tolls?
No, on the sales tax?
Oh, on the sales tax. That's this Friday, tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. What is that?
That's the Finance Committee meeting.
Okay, so we'll follow that tomorrow. Hey, thanks for the time.
Thank
as
you.
Always, we appreciate it. CTNewsJunkie.com is the place to go to for all your updates, and it's run by the fabulous Christine Stewart.
And hit all their commercials that are on the site, so do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Except
the one for sports, because we can't go bet yet.
Okay.
But hopefully that's coming soon.
Ask the speaker.
And you know what? I am going to ask the speaker, because
yes,
we had a story this morning about how much money New Jersey has raked in from sports
betting.
So. All right, thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for being on.
Bye-bye.
CTNewsJunkie.com. It's 728.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.